Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Cincinnati's 2021 mayor's race is drawing all sorts of candidates. Joining me to sort through the list, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, it seems P.G. Sittenfeld, who was the early frontrunner to become Cincinnati's next mayor, is now out because of the pending criminal charges against him, although he's not said he's going to give up his plans to run for mayor. His situation has opened up the floodgates to an ever-growing field of potential mayoral candidates. Now, a week ago, there were just three declared candidates for mayor. Now, the list of potential candidates is at least 10 and growing. Tell us who's in so far.
Well, Marianne, David Mann, the council member who is term limited out, has been in this race for months now. There's also two very long shot candidates, a community activist, Kelly Prather, and a retired firefighter by the name of Raphael Prophet. All three of those are Democrats. Now, this week, two incumbent Democrats who are term limited off of council have said they are planning to run. Wendell Young and Chris Seelbach, and a former council member, Cecil Thomas, has pulled petitions from the Board of Elections and is saying that he'll be a candidate. There's also quite a few who are either thinking about it or being talked about. David Pepper, former mayor Mark Mallory, the vice mayor Christopher Smitherman, who said earlier this year he wouldn't run, but now is apparently reconsidering. Smitherman's an independent, but all the rest are Democrats, and there are probably more to come.
And what about Sittenfeld? Do you think he's able to stay in the race?
Well, it's possible, but not probable. Even if he's not convicted of a crime, he'll be a candidate who's just carrying too much baggage to be electable. But, you never say never.
What about Republicans? Any Republicans looking at the mayor's office?
Well, there are sources in the party that are telling me that former county commissioner Greg Hartman is a possible candidate, but he really hasn't said anything yet. This is a very heavily Democratic city, and there's never been a Republican elected mayor in the nearly 20 years we've had direct election of the mayor. But somebody like Hartman might do well in a mayoral primary if you've got a crowd of Democratic candidates splitting up the vote. I mean, all you have to do is finish in the top two to go on to the November election, but the November election would be tough for Hartman or any Republican in this city right now.
Well, there was a time when we didn't even think there would be a primary election, right? But this has changed all of that.
Well, yeah, I always suspected there would be. I mean, I didn't expect a mob scene, but we could have as many as a dozen, but talking about running for mayor is cheap. Actually running is not. And just because somebody's taken out petitions from the Board of Election doesn't mean he's guaranteed to turn them in and become a real candidate. Some of them will decide against it. Now, the filing deadline is February 18th, and it's over 2 months away, and there's plenty of time for potential candidates to test the water. It's going to become much clearer as we get closer to the deadline.
Well, with so many now, are you expecting even more to possibly consider it before that February deadline?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, people are going to come out of the woodwork. They're going to start testing the waters. They're going to pull petitions. Pulling petitions does not make you a candidate. Filing petitions by February 18th makes you a candidate.
And the primary is May 4th.
The primary is May 4th. The top two finishers in the primary will face each other in the next November's election.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He talks to me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.